Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The city is confusing for a bird, especially a bird released after a long sea voyage in a small crate. Pheasants are native to Asia, but have been introduced throughout the world, hunted, made into hats, released in a grand gesture to Shakespeare. Yes, he mentioned the pheasant in The Winter's Tale, but it's as a joke, and a joke that has lost its meaning over time. A shepherdess is talking to the clown, and the clown says, "Advocates the court word for pheasant, say you have none." To which the shepherdess replies, "None, sir. I have no pheasant, cock, nor hen." And that's it. For that, 6 pheasants were stuffed in a crate and sent to New York. And now it was raining, which just annoyed the pheasant more. But little did this pheasant know, as it disorientedly flew around in circles above Castle Clinton, that a battle for the city was raging below. Almost Officer Shandell Doubles Blum was fighting an ichthyo villain, the fishmonger, while Anja's troop was battling the blowhole gang. But more importantly, a giant sperm whale was given legs and was going to be unleashed by Pirate Penny, who was really Marianne Blood. She was currently engaged in a sword fight with none other than Eugene Nedley.
You're good at this.
To prepare for my gang leading, I studied all manner of weaponry. I learned the blade from Dagmar the Stabby, the greatest female swordswoman of Upper Wallonia. You're also doing quite well.
All dumb luck and adrenaline. I was supposed to learn sword fencing at Princeton, but I signed up for the wrong fencing elective and ended up helping a group of brigands steal and resell furniture. Oh, wow, that was one crazy summer.
Reminisce not with me.
Whoa, you almost stabbed me.
That's the point.
Ha, point. Nice.
Stop it.
I loved you, you know.
Oh, please. You created a version of me. It's poisonous. Fawning infatuation, turning women into objects.
Hey, some of my favorite transitive verbs give action to objects. Objects are great.
Not when they're people, Eugene.
Whoa, easy. You just cut one of the ropes.
Don't tell me what to do.
Marianne lunged at Eugene and stabbed a hole in his waistcoat. He tottered back before regaining his stance. Meanwhile, below at the land whale's feet, Angus crashed against some lobster traps, which were still filled with lobsters. Lazy goons. They should have put them in the tank, but...
Ow! All right, blowholers, I'm only gonna let you throw me into things for so long before I figure out some way to stop you.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Yeah!
Not to be sarcastic about it.
I was more being sardonic.
Well, how about you eat lobsters?
Angus grabbed a handful of lobster and tossed them at the goon.
They pinched my privates.
She grabbed 2 more and held them out threateningly at the blowhole gang.
Back up. Unless you want a claw to your tackle box.
Zooks! She's double-barreling those crustaceans.
Now, for the time being, Angus had the upper claw.
Back atop the whale, the duel continues.
But you're so much more to me.
You don't even know me.
I read all your poetry books.
Those prattling, cleaned-up verses? Censored and edited. My real art, my real words are so dark no magazine would publish.
What about one of those dirty ones, like ankles, ankles, ankles?
Nothing will contain my fury.
She cut another rope as Eugene managed to dodge her blade just in time. Almost Officer Shandell Doubles Blum was also doing her best to avoid the giant hook of the fishmonger. They bobbed and weaved around all those hoses and hydrants used to keep the land whale moist.
I'm sick of this Meshuggah hook. Gnug, enough!
I do not tire. I do not stop.
What, do you want a medal? They make me clean the whole police station and do the laundry.
Well, that's rather unfair.
Right? They won't even let me beat up suspects. And they even let the elementary school kids who visit the station do that.
And you're actually quite adept at fighting. Few who've faced me live this long.
Yeah, I'd be a great actual factual officer.
Maybe you can do it. In heaven! Now there is no escape.
Oh, now there's no escape? But before? You didn't expect me to crawl so fast. All those hours on my knees scrubbing witness blood has made me speedy on all fours.
Come back. I can only lumber menacingly so fast.
Shandell scooted away from the fishmonger as somehow Eugene still managed to keep the sword fight going.
You killed Hiram, and—
You think that didn't hurt me?
Not as much as it hurt him.
We're all killers. This country killed the Indians. Women are subjugated. Children slave away in factories. For what? We fought a bloody war to keep people as property.
She raged as she cut through yet another rope in her attempt to slice Eugene.
We decimate nature. Why not let this whole rotten continent sink into the sea?
That's not really fair to the Canadians.
Back. Down below, by the land whale's giant foot, Anjus holds the blowhole gang back with her lobsters.
Yeah, that's it. Now put down your long spears and give up.
Long spears, that's it. We can just stab at her from a distance, well free of the lobster pinch range.
Yeah, get her.
Eep. Anjus took off, and the goons gave chase. Anjus and the goons ran laps around the central room. She passed by Shandell.
Hey, Anjus!
Sort of busy right now.
Ah, this tangled knuffin of hoses is... Wait, I remember what my sergeant used to say.
You ain't good for nothing. Now shut your yap.
I really didn't learn anything of value from police cleaning. But I do know what happens if I tighten on this valve.
Who are you talking to?
My biggest advocate, me!
And with that, she grabbed the water valve and turned it on. Suddenly, the hoses all whipped to life as they filled with water. The fishmonger was quickly tangled in them.
By the devilfish, what hosiery is this?
And now for the big blast.
She turned the valve the other way, and the large hydrant next to her shot a giant blast of water right at the fishmonger. It knocked him back, and then the water carried him toward the large drain.
No! My only weakness! Great!
Slime ball in the corner pocket!
Beak stick, big entrance! I was able to commandeer a Teamster donkey and ride it up to Cooper Union, where I met with Professor Tuttleheim, who took the potion and sealed it in a lead box. Then I was able to commandeer a team of newsies to pull me in a sled back here. Now I can help take down the fishmonger.
I just defeated him.
What? I don't even get in one punch? That's a rather great job. I knew you could do it, bully.
We really need to help Anjus and stop that walking whale. She's still running cycles, but these goons are catching up.
Well then, it's time for those blowholers to take a trip to Stick City.
Just as Anjus ran by, Big Stick then very dramatically held out his stick and tripped up the goons.
Did the leaves change color? Because it looks like you're all enjoying the fall.
Thanks for the assist, BS.
Big Stick, Big, you're welcome.
Now we can help Eugene.
Not so fast.
One of the goons was left untripped.
And he's aiming that harpoon launcher right at us.
Gotcha, Chilix.
Oh, we're boned.
But also boned was Eugene, who just dropped his sword.
Ow, hand cramp.
And now it ends.
And with a quick slash, she brings down her sword.
Oh. Huh. You missed?
Did I?
The last rope. But we got you. We took your potion.
You mean this potion?
You had a backup between your bosoms? So sexy. But terrible. But sexy.
To be great at villainy or mediocre at bowling, follow one simple rule. Always get a spare. Down the hole.
No, she's poured it down the blowhole. Oh, it's moving. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Agree to disagree.
The land whale let forth a deep bellow. It began to move its giant feet, taking its first step.
Time to get a harpoon right in it.
Oh, no.
He was squished by the land whale's foot. Huh? Didn't see that coming.
That is what I call fancy footwork.
No! I was best man at his wedding.
Such a yap.
Nice punch, Doubles.
Call me Shango. Oh, but we've got bigger problems than everyone using the terrible nickname. The land whale is loose.
Don't worry. This looks like a stick job.
With a noble nod and a serious stare, the big stick took up his trusty stick and held it like a javelin and hurled it toward the land whale.
Well, that didn't work. It's up to Eugene now.
The land whale let out another bellow and crashed through the walls of Castle Clinton. Began its slow, shambling reign of downtown destruction. Eugene and Marianne held on as the beast lurched forward. The rain poured down as lightning flashed overhead.
It's amazing. Kiss New York City goodbye, Eugene.
That's not hygienic. One time I licked a horse cart and I... Whoa!
Steady, my boy. He just leveled Delmonico's.
Getting slippery. Marianne, you have to stop this.
Why?
Because there's good here, Marianne. Humans build amazing things. Universities, the hamburger steak sandwich, both delicious and...
It's unnatural.
It's the same as termites building a mound, or beavers, or a bird's nest. This city, us, it's all natural because we are natural. Humans are part of nature. Use the crude oil. End this madness.
You know what? I changed my mind.
So you'll stop?
I'll stop. Stop humanity. I'm not going to use the oil. I'm going to let the land whale destroy everything. And then I'll get another land whale, and then maybe a sea giraffe. I'll make all sorts of weird beasts that will level everything from here to Peking. Humanity is over.
I understand. I have my birds
and... Your birds. You've done nothing.
I love them.
Just because you love something doesn't mean you're any good at it.
Pathetic.
You're pathetic.
Please, Marianne.
Marianne is gone. I'm Pirate Penny, leader of the Blowhole Gang, mistress of destruction.
I didn't want it to come to this, but...
A gun?
It was a gift. Long story, but...
You'd never...
To save this city, I will. For you see... Whoops!
The rain had made the land whale slick and slippery, and Eugene slipped and fell backward as the gun slipped from his hand and fired into the air before falling off the land whale.
You can't even kill me right. Everything you do is meaningless. You released those birds, you fired your gun. Nothing you did matters. I changed the world.
Look out!
I'm not going to fall for... What, the bird?
What the bird indeed. For at just that moment, Marianne was hit by a dead pheasant that had fallen out of the sky after being shot. This dead bird, so far from its natural home, smashed right into Marianne and knocked her backward, causing her to lose her balance and fall into the land whale's blowhole, plugging it up.
Help! I'm stuck!
It's stuffing!
If his blowhole gets plugged up, it will explode! Help me, Eugene!
It's over, Pirate Penny. You've lost.
No, that's not fair. That's you. You and your goddamn birds.
Goodbye.
But you loved me.
You were right. I loved an idea. I need to let you go. You made your whale. Now go explode with it.
Huh. Wow. That's cold. And
hot. And like this, Eugene.
Really? Yeah, Dame. Whatever. I got a skidoo and... Ooh, slippery!
Eugene slid and rolled down the side of the whale, bouncing off the foreleg and landing in the arms of...
Angus! You caught me!
Lucky, right? I was just showing Doubles and Big Stick here how big this branch I once found was.
Neat, but it's gonna explode. We should run.
Oh, yes, we should run. But, verily, which way?
Well, if we cut across Exchange
Broadway
point,
is our best bet.
Guys,
we
take Washington across to...
Guys!
But only...
Guys!
What?
Whale!
Oh, it is swelling to enormous size. I think it's about to...
And with a great, sloppy boom, the land whale was no more, and the force of the beastly blast knocked everyone in different directions. Meat, blubber, and viscera coated the streets. Eugene and Angus landed in a bit of whale foot, both soaked in whale guts.
We did it! We saved the city!
Yeah, mostly.
We're heroes! We're going right to...
the city jail. And, after a few hours of being mistreated, Sergeant Fitz paid them both a visit, where they tried to explain everything.
I've heard enough of your blarney.
But I have so much blarney to give.
So you're saying it just blowed itself to kingdom come, like a leprechaun on St. Mary's Day? And what? You expect old Sergeant Fitz to blow cabbage out his arse and into his old crook, you know, do you? First off, how can anyone create such a creature? It's impossible. Ah, a land whale? There's a better chance of me granny passing on potato pie.
Well, it's possible.
My gran loved her tater pie. She'd be in the grave. Her bony, mouldy arm would be reaching across from the never after for a slice of steaming hot potato pie. Tell me, how did they graft any sort of arm onto a whale, Why, the vein attachment and tissue generation would be as probable as St. Patrick kissing a snake on his scaly lips. You expect someone grew a giant leg for a whale? By what? Reverse engineering some recessive allele and creating some sort of vestigial organ from a cetacean ancestor? That's as possible as Father O'Brien shaking hands with Pastor Gilroy.
Is that likely?
Heavens to clovers in a bunny, bunny field. No! Never and no how. It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Should we tell him about that time we fought a mummy?
No.
Might as well give tannis to a sheep. This story is ridiculous. From Ward Go. Not a bit of the science makes sense. And some of the geography of this city is less than accurate. And I'm pretty sure that some of your turns of phrase have not even entered the lexicon. Ridiculous! 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 Ridiculous!
And yet, here we are. Towel them, Doubles.
Fresh from the laundry.
Oh, thanks. I'm sticky in so many more places than usual.
But, Commissioner, their story makes as much sense as reading the Laborga Bala Aaron to an Ulsterman.
Sometimes it's best to smile and enjoy the ride. I mean, you're a bit of an Irish stereotype yourself.
What? Why,
have some corned beef.
Oh, corned beef. The brine brings a sense to my soul.
But our story is true.
I know. A certain friend told me all about it.
Friend. I get it. You mean Mayor Strong? He heard about us?
I was talking about the big stick.
Right. I wonder what happened to him.
I'm sure he's around somewhere. Anyway, things have all worked out for the best, so I'm giving you the city's highest honor, second place ribbons.
Wow. Hooray! I'm going to put mine on my mantle.
Oh, how nice. I'm sure you'll look back fondly when you get back to your sciencing.
Oh, actually, we talked it over during our long confinement, and we decided we want to help people directly. So we are going to be... science detectives.
Huh. All right, that sounds like a real thing, but there's more. Oh, Officer Shane Doe.
And Professor Shane Dolan. Oh, wait. Aww.
Because of your bravery and heroics, we are going to make you shift commander. However, because these officers will never take orders from a woman, you'll have to dress up as a man named Irving Dodge. And then you'll still need to log in hours as yourself. Someone's got to clean the station. So you'll work long, grueling triple shifts and have to pretend to be someone you're not. But you get to be a real policeman. Oh, and we also will have to cut your salary by 10% to pay for all the farcical elements of this plan. No big deal.
Hooray!
Wow. All I ever wanted is to be a police officer, and I realize that's a stupid dream, and I'm sick of all the hoops and hoopla I have to jump through. I want to help people directly. So I'm going to become a private investigator.
But that's what we're doing.
I know. We'll be in direct competition.
Hooray?
Stop saying hooray.
I can't. I think I have a condition from all the traumatic stress I suffered. I mean, I basically killed the woman I was in love with who murdered my best friend. Hooray?
That's our Eugene.
I'm just glad it all worked out. And also,
Begora, Commissioner. Former Democratic presidential candidate Sam Tilden has been possessed by a monster from hell. He's calling himself the Democrat, and he's breathing hellfire all around Times Square.
Ah! This sounds like a job for the Big Stick.
We should find him.
Oh, I think he... Oh, look over there. Big Stick. Big exit.
Oh, he's gone. But it was nice of him to point to that nice part of the wall with the crack.
It is a good crack.
So, can you get us out of this cell?
The commissioner had the key. I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Hooray!
I guess everything worked out.
Indeed it had, and even more than they realized. The exploded whale meat was donated to the poor slums of the city, and they held a big feast. Every orphan went to bed with a belly full of whale meat that night.
Whale makes my tummy happy.
Yes, but when shall we hunt the most dangerous game?
Oh, soon, Tuberculous. Soon.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
The complex water systems installed by the Blowhole Gang into Castle Clinton to keep the land whale hydrated made it the perfect place for the new New York City Aquarium, where people could learn about the sea and, through endless badgering, learn to save the oceans. And eventually, our economy shifted from a dependency on whale oil to crude oil, which is... moving on. The birds that Eugene released, including pigeons, sparrow, and most especially starlings, became a huge problem as an invasive species that forced local birds to extinction and decimated crops.
Father Farmer, where are our crops?
The birds. They took it all. They left us with nothing.
Well, I guess it's death for us.
Yep.
So, when you hear a starling tweeting loudly in a tree, you can thank Eugene. Marianne died in the explosion. Her poetry went out of print soon after, because a mysterious millionaire bought the rights to all of her works.
Excellent. Burn all the copies.
Sir, we have used our shell companies to buy both Random House and HarperCollins. Mm-hmm. And we've managed to get dirt on both Simon and Schuster. they will be no concern.
Perfect. Now the work begins. Poetry shall perish.
It will be done, Mr. Cowabungus.
That about... Oh, right. The fishmonger's body was never recovered. I think that's everything. And so we come to the new offices of Troop and Nedley, elemental investigators. The wood was freshly varnished. Paint still dripped from the crown molding. But they were open for business.
Check out this door. It now opens and closes.
Good work, partner.
Cheers to us.
Hooray!
There's someone here to see you.
Our first client? Send him in.
This way, sir.
The mummy!
Yipes.
The old mummy shambled toward them, arms outstretched. There was nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. And they were not going to get their security deposit back. Thank you for joining us as we rediscovered one of the lost stories of history. This has been The Land Whale Murders, Volume 1.
The Land Whale Murders is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan A. Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. It was directed by James Oliva and mixed by Martin D. Fowler. Please leave a rating on iTunes or wherever they let you rate podcasts. 5 stars, please. For as the legend states, the one who leaves stars of 5 shall always have delight in their lives. That's totally a real legend. Definitely. Wait, is that a legend or a prophecy? Or a saying? An adage? Find us on Twitter or Patreon to get all sorts of special things. What things? Internet things? Beeps, boops, doinks, computer noise. I am a computer. CPU! Yep, that Bachelor of Arts was worth it. Yeah! Have you checked out our awesome Teed shirts and other cool merch at our Tee Public store? Do it! Please? It really helps out the show and pays for my peppercorn hobby. I just can't stop putting peppercorns between my fingers, in every color. My family won't even talk to me anymore. It's just you and me now, pink and black and red peppercorns. Find the full cast list at landwhalepod.com. Just search Land Whale. You'll probably find it, unlike my search for Barnaby's gold. That old coot hid it somewhere and I'll find it, by gum. I'll log on right after I finish my new invention, drinkable pie. It's gonna be big. All the liquid you love about pie and all the drinkability of crust. Yum! Anyway, keep Roosevelting and always mustache yourself towards greatness.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.